Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Dr. Paul Ray, who teaches history at Hillsdale, and he is going to talk with us about the border and the conflict over the border and the fact that several states, now it's up to 16 as of this recording, are suing the president over him declaring the border and the border security a national emergency. And Dr. Ray, it's great to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
And let me just mention that he is the author of several books, including a three-volume series called Republics, Ancient and Modern, and it's still in print and was first published in 1992. By the way, Dr. Ray's website is Paul, A-R-A-H-E, PaulARAHE.com. Okay, enough with the commercial. Dr. Ray, what are your thoughts on this border crisis and especially the lawsuit by the states? And by the way, it seems like only California and New Mexico, of all those states, have, a border, they border with Mexico, so therefore you could understand their standing. The other ones, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. You know, there are three questions here. One question is a policy question. What should we do about the border? Another question is it a national emergency, or is it a matter best dealt with in some other way? And the third question is whether the states, and in particular Michigan, where I happen to live, have any standing in this. Now, to have standing in order to bring a court case, you have to show that you are in some way harmed by this. And the argument that is made by the Attorney General, Diana Nessel, here in Michigan, is that this is about protecting revenue, natural resources, and economic interests. And when you look at the details, the only thing she can point to is that we have a National Guard with 40 facilities, and that the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs receives much of its money from the federal government. Maybe if that particular money were being taken away, the state might have some sort of argument with regard to its standing to sue in court. But even then, I doubt it. Because that kind of money is shifted around a lot for various purposes. When we got involved in the war with Iraq, they took money away from here, there, and everywhere in order to cover the particular expenditures in Iraq. So it's not clear to me that any of the states that aren't on the border have any standing.
Mm-hmm.
The Attorney General here called what Trump is doing a stunt. That might be what it is, but what she's doing is certainly a stunt. It's a form of virtue signaling. And, you said 16 states have joined the suit. What you mean is 16 Democratic attorney generals. Not one Republican attorney general, as far as I know, has been drawn in on this.
Isn't that interesting? By the way, my favorite one in this, in reference to standing, is Hawaii, you know?
So, yes, right. Yes.
It's almost humorous.
Too. Now, even California and Mexico, I have my doubts about. Because, look, the national emergency has been declared with regard to the enforcement of federal laws. And those federal laws aren't being very effectively enforced. And we know that. Because there are massive numbers of people here who are illegally here and who slipped across our southern border at one time or another in recent months and years. We also know that there are massive numbers of people trying to get across the border. Last year, they caught and turned back more than 600 people. So, there's a big subject there. And everybody that I have heard speak on the subject who has any connection with the Border Patrol, says that they're overwhelmed, including the man who ran that show under Barack Obama.
Yeah, the man who ran that under Barack Obama basically is in favor of building the wall.
Yes. Well, look, they built a wall some years ago in the San Diego area, and it put a stop to infiltration in that area. So I don't think there's any doubt that building a wall will make it much, much harder to get into the country. Of course, the real problem we have is the length of our southern border. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Sure.
But if you build walls in those places where it's easiest to get across, you will cut down on the infiltration. And that's been proven by what's been done in the past.
All right.
Now, my opinion is Congress should vote money for this.
Yeah, but because Trump is the president, they don't want to. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi is on record as saying, you know, we need border security. And so was Chuck Schumer. But now that we have Trump as president, no, not one penny for that.
Yeah. This is all political and all partisan. Mm. And you know, we'll see how it works out. I mean, now this question is standing. I do not mean to say that the Attorney General of Michigan and her colleagues can't find some highly politicized federal judge who will say that they have standing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll make it much higher than that. So it's theater. It's political theater that we're seeing.
Okay, now explain to us and our audience about national emergencies and how generally there are a lot more of them than we realize, and some of them are still in effect and have been for years. And I guess this is a law that goes back to the days when Jimmy Carter was the president in the 1970s.
Yeah, as I understand it, there have been 59 declared. It might be 49. I may be slipping on that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 38 still in place.
Wow.
So this is,
So it's not, you know, beyond the pale then for him to declare this a national emergency?
No, there's a problem when 600,000 people are trying to push their way across the border and get caught. And maybe another 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 get through. There's a problem in law enforcement.
Well, wait, can I stop you for a second? A moment ago, you had said last year 600 people got caught and were turned away. Did you mean
600,000?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, either I misheard you, but in any event, it's worth repeating that point. 600,000 were caught and turned back last year alone.
Yeah, last year alone. Previous year, 2016, I think it was 400,000.
Wow.
So some efforts have gone into toughening this up. I don't know the details of those efforts.
Sure.
They're obviously either there's a much bigger surge than there was, that's possible, or they're getting to be a little more effective. But you just look around and you can tell that an awful lot of people have slipped through.
You know, what's interesting, about this. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish the point.
You know, maybe we should have generous immigration laws, but we shouldn't have lawlessness.
You know, to be honest with you, I think we kind of do have generous immigration laws in the sense that I was talking with Hans von Spakovsky once of Heritage Foundation, and he was saying, actually, the United States is more generous than virtually any other nation on earth in terms of immigration. There's about a million wannabe immigrants who become legally accepted per year in America. That's a much higher percentage and per capita even than in other places around the country. But like you say, the lawlessness of just more and more illegal immigration, that's a very difficult thing. And by the way, speaking of political things, because this is all, they're certainly rooted in politics, it's my understanding that the majority of Hispanics, rather than being opposed to Trump on this, the majority are in favor of it.
Well, look, the majority of Hispanics in this country got here legally.
Right.
They waited in line. They took their turn. They did everything properly. Needless to say, a good many of them are not happy to see other people pushing through the line. and crossing on their own hook.
Yeah.
I agree with you about our generosity. It is generous. The only country I can think of that is even remotely comparable to us is Canada.
Okay, now, let me ask you about the family separation, children being separated. And by the way, here again, I read that 83% of the children that crossed the border recently were not with a parent or even a legal guardian. So, and that means they were with a coyote, a smuggler, a human smuggler, a trafficker, whatever. 83%. So it's not as if there's all these, you know, mother and child trying to get into America and this the terrible Trump administration is separating mother and child.
Yeah, they're already separated. And it's a kind of gimmick to get around the law.
Wow.
And then obviously, if the child is in, then the parents have to come too.
Hmm. Well, and one of the things that concerns me about this, too, is I'm all for compassion and Christian compassion in terms of, you know, working to help the immigrants and, you know, who would Jesus deport and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I see the point. How do I reconcile this, you know, with the lawlessness? Of course, on the other hand, the Bible says sin is lawlessness. But what are your thoughts?
Well, look. You don't have a boundary. You don't have a border. If you don't have that, you don't have a country. You have to make a distinction between insiders and outsiders. And insiders are part of the political community. They're ours, and they're our responsibility. Outsiders aren't. We can be generous to them. You know, think of it in terms of a family. Suppose somebody moved into your house. What would you think? It's something like that.
You mean if they were unwelcome?
Right. If you invited them into your house, that's just fine.
Yeah.
And lots of people do invite people into their houses. Lots of people adopt children, for example.
Sure.
Which is a very generous thing to do. And I'm not saying that there should be no generosity. But if they invade your home, it's something else again. You haven't made a choice as to whether to invite them in. They've just arrived. And then they make claims upon you having arrived.
Hmm.
That's taking place on a very grand scale. And it's taking place because we have winked at it for a very long time. And it the fault is both left and right.
Hmm.
On the right, the Chamber of Commerce wants cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back to 1973 and look up to today, wages haven't gone up much since 1973. And one of the reasons is cheap labor from abroad.
Mm.
On the left, what they think are these are people we can line up to vote.
Yeah.
And there are an awful lot of illegal aliens registered to vote.
Wow. That should be illegal.
You know, they did a recent study in Texas, and they think it's something like 98,000.
Wow.
That's in Texas.
That can
which is,
influence.
Can you imagine what it's like in California?
Oh, my goodness. No. In fact, well, look at what happened in California. There were even some close races, and then after a few weeks, they all went Democrat, I believe.
Yep,
so,
every single one of them.
All right, we have, oh man, we have 30 seconds left. How about just a quick comment about ancient republics and this issue?
Well, look, ancient republics weren't generous at all, except Rome. Rome extended citizenship to people. Rome extended citizenships to freedmen, that is to say, to former slaves. Half citizenship to the freedman and full citizenship to his son. But ancient Athens, ancient Sparta, ancient Thebes, it was almost impossible for a foreigner to become a citizen unless they had been a benefactor of Athens, Sparta, or Thebes in some very grand way.
Hmm. Well, we're basically out of time, but thank you so much for sharing
my
your insights.
Pleasure.
Yeah, and let me give
Thanks
you a website.
For having me.
Sure, your website
Take
again
care.
Is paularay.com, R-A-H-E.com.